You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I want to tell her so bad. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am the baby girl of two older sisters. My oldest sister lives in a gated community, and she's a housewife, but she's not too bright. She's just a rich and pretty homebody whose husband has been cheating on her for a long time. I felt bad about it for years, but now I feel worse because I have a secret that I can no longer keep. My middle sister is having sex with my brother-in-law, and I saw it for myself. I stayed over their house to babysit for them while they had a Christmas party at the house. My nephew and I were upstairs in his room playing a video game, and I heard a lot of banging on the bathroom wall closest to his room. I went and listened at the door because it was locked. I heard my middle sister's voice, but I couldn't hear the man's voice. I waited for them to come downstairs. She came first, then my brother-in-law. I was shocked that my older sister didn't notice them. A few days later, I picked my nephew up from school, and he said my middle sister is at their house all the time to meet with his daddy. Here recently, I found out my middle sister is working with my brother-in-law, so I finally told her that I know everything. She smirked like she was proud, and she told me that my brother-in-law really wants to be with her. I told her she's older than I am, but way more stupid. How was I born into a family full of such ditzy women? I want to tell my older sister what's going on, and I don't care about being the black sheep of the family. Should I finally expose my cheating brother-in-law? Wow, your sister is foul. I'm sorry you have to be in the middle of all of this mess. I mean, you know, you're the baby girl, and you have these two older sisters. And your sister has no remorse. I mean, this is her flesh and blood she's doing this to. The husband is trash, too. And obviously, they both don't care about anybody but themselves. I want to say that this is none of your business. I really, really, really want to say that. But this is family, and it's your sister doing it to your other sister. This is crazy, and it's just way too close to home, because this can destroy your family. This can break you guys up. You said your sister smirked and said that the husband wants to be with her when you told her that you knew everything. So as far as I'm concerned, she deserves to be exposed, and she needs to know she can't get away with this. This is wrong. You'll have one sister mad at you and the other one mad, but grateful to you for telling her, hopefully. So get ready to deal with this, you know, these attitudes and what's going to happen, these situations, if you do tell. Steve?
You know what? Shirley, I agree with you, because I don't have a clear-cut way, because this is family.
Yeah.
Now, if this was just your girlfriend or something like that, I'd say mind your business. Mm-hmm. But they done made it your business by letting you find out with the carelessness of it all. Now, here's the situation. She has two older sisters. The oldest sister is married to this man, and all she is a stay-at-home mom, which is great, toughest job in the world. But mm-hmm. she says she's not too bright. She's just a rich and pretty homebody whose husband has been cheating on her for a long time. Okay, now come to find out, he's cheating with your middle sister. So your oldest sister's husband is sleeping with you all's middle sister because you're the youngest, and the oldest one is married to this man, and he's sleeping with the middle sister. You found out because of the baby and some you heard in the bathroom and banging on the walls and all this here. Okay, cool. Normally, I would say, like Shirley said, mind your business, but this is family. I can cut to the chase, and when we come back on the second half, I'll just tell you, I'll take questions on this from Shirley, anything she would ask me as mm-hmm. to why as a man would do something like this or blah, 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 blah. But here's the deal. The solution for this, I think, should I give the solution now or wait till the next break,
Shirley? No, let's hold it over. Let's wait. Let's wait a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I need to know how much time I got to kill so I can just, let me think. All right, let me put it to you this way. Yeah. I have a solution for this.
Okay.
I think I have a way that would solve it for everybody.
Mm, I want to hear that.
And I think I have the perfect way to do it. And then we let the chips fall where they may.
Mm.
This is going to be shocking, what I'm about to say.
I can't wait.
This solution I have never offered before.
Mm.
But I think I found it
really?
To help everybody with this situation.
Wow.
Now, listen to me. When I give you my summation of what I think should happen,
mm-hmm.
you can ask me any question you like about it when we come back, Shirley.
Okay.
Why I chose this as a viable solution,
mm-hmm.
what good I think it may do, what harm I think it may cause. But this is a different situation. So let me go over it one last time. There are three sisters involved. The one who's written the letter is the youngest sister. She has two older mm-hmm. sisters. Her oldest sister is married to a man who has money. She thinks her oldest sister is just a rich, pretty homebody who has a husband that's been cheating on her for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, she's cheating with the middle sister. She don't know what to do. She approached the middle sister and told her she knew. And she smirked and said, he really wants me.
Yeah. Part two of your
response. You'll find out what my solution is after this.
Coming up at 23 minutes after. I want to tell her so bad. That's the subject. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Junior. And I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community. Letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I want to tell her so bad.
Well, here's the deal. This three sisters are involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest one wrote the letter. Because her older sister is married to a man with money, but she considers her older sister just a pretty, dumb homebody whose husband has been cheating on her for years. She finds out through babysitting over at the house that the woman that she's cheating with is their middle sister. And the baby confirmed it at school, talking about she always come over my daddy's house, and you found out they work together. You finally told your sister, your middle sister, that you know everything. She smirked like she was proud, and she told me that my brother-in-law really wants to be with her.
Mm.
And then you told her she's older than I am, but way more stupid. And then she says, I was born into a family full of such ditzy women. I want to tell my older sister what's going on. I don't care about being the black sheep of the family. Should I finally expose my cheating brother-in-law? Well, the exposing is going to be your cheating brother-in-law and your backstabbing, family-betraying sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lowest person in this letter is your sister.
Yeah.
Because she violated her sister.
Mm-hmm.
This is family now. So she's the lowest person in this letter. Your brother-in-law ain't worth a damn.
Yeah, he's trash,
because I don't know how he thought this was a smart move. All these chicks out here, dog, and this the one you picked, you got to be crazy. But it's happened. Here is my solution for the entire thing.
Okay.
The girl said, I don't care about being the black sheep of the family. Should I finally expose my cheating brother-in-law? Here's the deal. If you tell it, your older sister gonna be mad at you. The brother-in-law going to be done with you, and the middle sister going to be done with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's your fault, and it's not. But since you bring the person that brings the bad news, usually the one takes the brunt of the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the solution. You should go and tell your mother.
The mother.
Go and tell your mama.
Okay.
Present all the evidence, and then you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Let the matriarch of the family decide how she gonna handle it.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if y'all's daddy is in y'all's life. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming your mother is. I'm just assuming. But if you tell the mother, you can walk away. You can walk away. And then your mother can handle it the way she wants to, because your mother could say it was tearing her up. She didn't want to know. She needed somebody to confide in. Y'all done put y'all baby sister in this crazy position, and she came to me. Now, this is what y'all going to do. And let somebody older handle this situation. And you get out of it and stay away from it. But I would take it to the mother.
And hopefully the mother, would handle.
I don't care what the mama do.
As a baby sister, you don't care if the mother.
Well, if you take it to the mother, then let it be on the mother. Let her decide what to do. Mm-hmm. Then you stay out of it.
Okay.
Take it off the youngest and put it all the way on the oldest.
Okay. And what about the sister who's being cheated on?
The sister that's being cheated on?
Yeah.
Gonna have to hear the news from the mama.
Ooh. This is tough. I just don't understand, like you say, there's so many women out there. Why would he choose the sister? Is it because of the convenience of it all?
The daringness of it all.
The what?
The daringness.
Yeah.
The danger element.
The danger.
The ego. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got both these sisters, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing her sister, too.
Wow.
And he done told a couple of his homeboys.
So oh, they know.
Oh, absolutely.
And the sister obviously doesn't care, because when the baby sister told her that, she knew, she smirked and said, he wants to be with me anyway. So
of
she
course
doesn't
that's
care.
What he told her.
Yeah. The selfishness of it all. Oof.
But now how you think that's going to work?
I don't know.
You think he going to divorce his wife and
which
marry right back into the family?
Yeah.
That is going to hate him? What? You can't even, a dude ain't that stupid. You're going to divorce this woman and then marry right back into the family. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but in her crazy head, that's what she's thinking is going to happen, because she just smirked. She's cool with it.
She's jealous of her older sister because she's prettier.
Richer.
And she got the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could have had him, too. He want me just like he wants you. No, he just want to do you.
Yeah. Because if somebody doesn't tell, the baby's going to say something, because the baby already told the baby sister, the boy, that she, he already told her that she's over there all the time, the other sister.
My daddy
there.
And Aunt Keisha be kissing in the bathroom real hard and be cutting the water on.
Yes, somebody's got to say something soon.
They broke the water fountain in there. Aunt Keisha towed the shower rod down.
Aunt Keisha towed the shower rod down.
We ain't got no more toilet seat.
All right, leave your comments on today's.
Her foot slipped on it, ripped it off.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.